the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce to you on the phone this morning Blissfield High School football player Cassidy Lentz, who is our Player of the Week. And good morning, Cassidy. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Well, you guys had a big victory this past week, a good victory over the Tecumseh Indians, and you kind of ran wild. I think you had like four touchdowns in that game.
No, sir. I only had two.
Oh, two. Okay. Well, I know you pile up a lot of yardage.
Well, Cassidy, you had 220 yards rushing, carried the ball 45 times. I don't know if that's a high for you or not, but 220 yards, and you averaged almost 5 yards, a little bit short of 5 yards per carry. Have you ever carried the ball more than 45 times in a game?
No, sir. I think that number is like on a, that's like around there. I don't know if it's actually 45 times, but.
Well, that's what we have on our stats, so we're going to go with it. But,
okay,
but
big
game for you. What was the difference between game one with Whiteford and game two? What were the improvements for your team?
We had a lot of improvements. We moved some guys around on offense. We got off the ball a lot better in our week two compared to week one. I think that was a big difference.
What are you getting a chance to catch the ball at all? I mean, do you have some plays where you get a chance to get out and catch a ball and get out in open space?
Yes and no. Kind of, so yeah.
Well, we don't want to give away too much information to the opponents,
right.
but that's quite a workout, quite a workhorse day, and. I'm sure you're anxious to get the ball back again this Friday night and keep moving it forward. What kind of offense are you running?
Wing T.
Okay, so you're playing a lot of power football then.
Yes, sir. Smash mouth football.
Well, and who do you have this week?
Hillsdale.
Yeah.
And I don't think Hillsdale has won a game this year, correct?
No, sir, they have not.
All right, so let's go back to the Tecumseh game. It seemed like your offense could run at will on the Tecumseh defense. Was there anything special that you put in for this game that allowed you to run at will?
No, sir, but the guys up front, they did their job and they got off the ball.
I know your offensive line is very, very important. Can you give some love to some of those guys? Give us some names.
AJ Wyrick. Kip Fisher's on the line too. He's a tight end, so I mean, I'll give him some credit. Nolan Wilson. And then we've moved some guys around on our center spot, but.
How many players do you have on the team?
26, I believe, is the right number.
26. So, you know, that's not a huge number. So a lot of you guys have to play both ways.
Yes, sir.
Cassidy, do you play on the defensive side?
No, sir. I played one defensive snap.
At what position?
It was actually to block a field goal.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I got that corner.
Well, was it the last the kick of the game or the kick that they tried to take the lead on?
Yes, sir. So I went on the field at that play and. We got our job done. Kip Fisher actually blocked the kick for the seal game. So,
what, Cassidy? What year in school are you now?
I'm a senior.
Okay, do you have plans to continue to play next year, or even go to college?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay, have you heard from some schools about going there and being recruited?
Actually, Senior Heights sent me like a game day visit right after our Tecumseh game.
Well, yeah, they
definitely saw something
well,
there.
The people here on the Cave, we give updates on Friday night, and one of the comments was that Cassidy Lentz is a beast, and because you were having that kind of a game, you were making that kind of an impression on everybody. And of course, the game was on Lunaway TV, and 96.5 The Cave. So I was just looking that that was the first time, and I know Tecumseh and Blissfield haven't played every year, but that was the first time, our first win against Tecumseh for Blissfield since 1968. So it's a big win. And of course, it's a big win coming back from a loss to Whiteford early in the year, and now you're going to get back into LCAA play the rest of the season. Was that your last non-conference game?
Yes, sir.
So now it's the conference. What have you got any thoughts about the conference? Have you, Clinton and Hudson, obviously, but Ida seems to have put together a real good team. I know you don't want to get too far ahead of playing Hillsdale, but any thoughts on the conference this year?
Yeah, first I'll touch on Hillsdale. So they're no joke. So we got to beat them first, or play them first, I should say. And then after that, the teams that you named are pretty solid. I think the LCAA is no joke. So we have to play our A game every night that we play. So
yeah, I know after Hillsdale, you got three games in a row that are going to be tough. Clinton, Hudson, and Ida. So you're going to have your hands full.
Yes, sir, we will.
So can you give us an idea of which three of those teams are circled on your calendar?
All of them, to be honest.
Yeah, really.
Hillsdale, I think, would have been probably the right answer. But, you can't in that league, you can't look too far ahead, because if you do, you'll get bumped off by anybody. But it was a great win for you guys at Tecumseh, and continue to run that ball, because if it wasn't 45 times, I bet it was pretty close, and piled up a lot of yards. That's, you get five yards a crack, that doesn't take long to get a first down.
Yes, sir, it does not.
We got to take a break for a message from our sponsor, but Cassidy, can you hang on the line here for a second?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, we'll break here, and we'll be right back to talk with Cassidy Lentz, our Athlete of the Week from Blissfield High School.
Missing a few days of school may not seem like a lot, but lost time adds up.
All right.
Did you know that missing just 2 days a month can impact academic performance? When students attend school consistently, they gain knowledge, skills, and experiences that will help them succeed, not just in school, but in life. Regular attendance helps students build positive habits, stay connected with their peers and teachers, and take full advantage of the resources and support available to them. Make school attendance a priority this year. Visit lisd.us/attendance to learn more.
We're on the phone with our Athlete of the Week this week from Blissfield Football, Cassidy Lentz. Cassidy, we didn't talk anything about the coaches down there at Blissfield. Can you give us an idea of how they've helped you in your game?
I think Ryan Love is a great coach. So he's actually my position coach. He's given me the ball and given me the opportunity to be a great player, but he also pushes me every day in practice. So he's a great coach for me.
And Cassidy, obviously as a senior, I'm sure you play a leadership role on your team. What's your thinking about helping the underclassmen, and what kind of a leadership role do you play?
I was actually voted captain by all my teammates, so the leadership role, I guess, is there. I love taking underclassmen, like talking to them and giving them advice in any way I can.
Well, that's an important thing for a senior, an important thing to demonstrate leadership and sportsmanship. We don't see some of that sometime, and hopefully you'll bounce right back this week and get a win at Hillsdale, and get two in a row.
Yep. All right. And we want to thank you for being on with us this morning. And, of course, our Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And, Cassidy, we have a certificate here for you that we'll get to you. Along with some other stuff from the cave, a little sticker. And again, we want to wish you best of luck the rest of the way, and thanks for being on with us this morning on Inside the Cave.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, Cassidy Lentz, our Athlete of the Week this week on Inside the Cave.